one of the funniest guys out there right at the moment, and it's Scottish comedian, it's Limmy, joins us right now. Good morning, Limmy.
Good morning.
How are you?
Thank you very much for saying that. Very nice of you.
Well, it's very true, Limmy, because whether or not people have heard of you or not, they've definitely seen you maybe on some social media. I think I first saw you some of the inserts you used to do on Charlie Brooker on Newswipe, and the stuff of legend, Limmy. Stuff of legend.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Thanks.
No problem.
This is going to be the interview, isn't it? I'll just be saying thanks for all this.
This is going to be just. It's just a bit of a loving, really, because I mean, Derek, you're more aware of Limmy.
Yeah, I'm sort of the act as a translator, I think, for you boys down here, trying to tell him what is he saying here. But let me, I mean, you're on tour at the moment, aren't you? So, I mean, how's the tour went?
It's been brilliant. I've been started up in Glasgow, then came down south to Newcastle and Manchester, then headed to Ireland, Dublin, up to Belfast. Here, I'm in London, and then I'll be in Leeds in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
wow,
it's been brilliant.
Yeah, and I mean, I've seen a lot of pictures of pals of mine getting photos with you and what have you. Have you been asked to sign anything in particular bodies or anything like that?
One guy asked me to sign his chest. A lassie asked me to sign her chest as well. I said no, but I said aye to the guy because it's kind of different things.
What can you tell us about the show itself? What can you tell us about the stand-up show? It's called That's Your Lot.
It's to promote my new book, That's Your Lot, which is like a book of short stories. So I read some stories. I do a wee introduction, and because people are there just because of the book. They know me because of like Limmy's show on my YouTube stuff on my Vine. So I do a wee bit of that, some of the characters and things, but I read some of the stories, chat a wee bit about them. Then we do a Q&A, and that goes down well, you know, because the good thing is people do ask questions, or sometimes worry that nobody's going to ask a question. But that goes on for a bit, and then I do a book signing at the end. So it's like a book event, really, but with a twist.
Interesting stuff.
I don't really know of it. Has it got a twist? But I just like saying that. With a twist? You have to turn up and find out to see what that twist is. There's no twist.
So, I mean, do folk ask you to do step into character and that sort of stuff, I'd imagine?
I just at the beginning, I just say, who do you want to hear? And people just shout at, you know, like Falkenhoof or Dee Dee or whatever. And then they ask some stuff at the Q&A as well. Like, maybe where I got some idea for some character for Limmy show. So I do that, and I've managed to remember all the catchphrases and do all the voices pretty well, considering I've not been on the telly for whatever it is, 3 years, 4 years.
Must be amazing, Limmy, when you're, I mean, you're down, you said that you're in Ireland, you're down south in England and that sort of stuff. People, like, know and relate and understand what you're talking about, because it is proper Glasgow humour, isn't it?
Maybe seems to have a problem understanding the accent or the dialect, but then again, the people who turn up are the people who they understand it, you know, because it's not like the Fringe where you do a show and strangers walk in. These are people who already know my stuff, so the people who don't understand is they've been filtered out.
Yeah,
I'm only getting, it's like through a sieve of people who understand the Glaswegian dialect. They're the only ones that come in. So when I say, they can all understand you down south, it's a myth. That's only the people who have actually came at my show, though.
Well, folk in here, when I came down here, people were saying they had no idea what I was saying for the first week, and they were just nodding and saying, yep.
I wouldn't speak like this if I was just going out and about. You know, if I walked into a shop down here and I was talking, I would do the kind of phone voice or something, say about instead of about, and understand instead of understanding, and things like that. Oh, you know yourself, you know how it is down here.
This is your posh telephone voice. So if you two were to start talking and go full Glaswegian, would I be able to understand you two, do you think?
Do you understand what I'm saying just now?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, there you go. That's that.
There you go.
That's it.
I think you've sort of, I've sort of treated that. You've sort of get used to me speaking.
I think so. Yeah.
I think that sort of helped.
Yeah, I think
but if
so.
If I was walking into a shop down here and I wanted to be understood, I would probably talk like Falconhoof. Falconhoof is a character from Lemmy Show, by the way. I kind of sound like John Hannah when I talk like that. John Hannah from Sliding Doors and other things.
Libby, how did you get into all of this? I mean, you've got your YouTube. I mean, you seem to have one of those comedians that really, really sort of like embraced Vine's YouTube and that sort of thing. Was that your first sort of entry in?
Pretty much. I was a web developer before, so I'd make websites and things like that, kind of interactive websites, like about 1998, 1999. And then I made my own website up to put just the stuff that I like to make on it, and then I eventually started sticking videos on it about 2002. It was like before YouTube, sticking wee videos on my website, and they started getting popular. Eventually made up a wee DVD for these wee videos that I made. I had no intention of getting on the telly, it just sort of happened, and I sold these DVDs, and one of them ended up at this production company, and then I just kind of started for there. That was it. It was all sort of accidental all the way along. I never wanted to get into stand-up. I just tried it, and it went well. And I did The Fringe, and then the BBC, they came to The Fringe, and they were chatting with this production company. And the whole thing just sort of came together. And same with the book, same with me doing these books. I would just write stories on my website, and a publisher got in touch and said, would you like to do a book of these? Message, yes.
Let me. I mean, Falconhoof, DD, two of your well-known characters. One of my favourites is John Paul. Do you ever get asked to recreate him?
I don't like at the beginning of the shows. I say, right, who do you want me to do? And I've done maybe about 10 shows so far. Or I'm not sure, but only one person shouted that out because he was only in the first series and he was in the podcast and he's like an ultra violent wee guy, and I had to tone it down for the telly stuff and the podcast. You know, there's no kind of comeuppance or anything like that. It's just horrible, but that's just not the thing that I find funny.
Love John Paul, it's class.
You can find out a bit more by following Limmy on Twitter. It's at Daft Limmy, that's DAFT, at Daft Limmy on Twitter. There's some interesting videos on that particular feed that we've looked at this morning, Limmy. Not much I can talk about on a family friendly radio show.
Yep, proceed with caution.
Yeah.
No family friendly.
I think you're right. So you've got the tour on at the moment. What's next? What's the future looking like for you, Limmy?
I might be doing another telly thing with BBC Scotland, a kind of homemade sketch show, because what I really want to do, like with the YouTube stuff and the Vines that I was doing, and the stuff that I used to do before the telly, I would just make the stuff myself. The people who like my stuff really like that homemade kind of stuff for years ago. So I asked the BBC, would you be interested in me doing that, but on the telly? And they said aye. But you never know, they could change their mind. It'd be the first time.
BBC, change their mind. I can't believe that. Well, listen, we absolutely love you, Limmy. So thank goodness you're coming to Leeds. I don't think I've seen Derek happier than when he found out that Limmy was going to be playing in Leeds.
Unbelievably.
It's like Christmas Day. It's like Christmas Day for him. So it's fantastic news. 15th and 16th of June, you're going to be on at the Hi-Fi Club. I think one night sold out, I think, and another night there's tickets available. Am I right in thinking?
I'm not sure. Both might be sold out, but I'm not sure.
Wow, okay.
I'm not sure. I would get in touch.
You might have to put a third night on, Limmy. You might have to put a third night on. But other than that, you can buy tickets and obviously buy the book as well. That's your lot. Limmy, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire this morning.
Thank you very much.